So Ramaphosa last night in his family gathering address and this morning in his weekly newsletter to the nation and in recent speeches has talked a lot about rebuilding South Africa and onboarding the lessons of the past few weeks and using those to change the way we do things. Jay Naidu is a former minister, long-time democracy activist, currently, amongst many other things, a board member of the Mo Ibrahim Foundation, has written in the Daily Maverick on Friday. We weren't able to speak to him on Friday. I'm glad that we are able to today. Jay, good afternoon. Everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people in the commentariat and in government are talking about not wasting this opportunity. And it does seem to be a significant tipping point in our democratic history, which needs to be dealt with in a productive rather than a sort of go nowhere, do nothing kind of way.
Oh, precisely, I think, John. And I think we're literally at a crossroads. We can either come out of this with greater conviction to reimagine, rethink, and reorganize how we see democracy in a way that is inclusive, that is embracing, that is, you know, based on ethical governance and ethical leadership, and we can deal decisively with the corruption that has characterized the last 10 years, particularly in the form of state capture. And so we have the opportunity to come out, you know, on the higher ground and say we are committed as a government, as 60 million South Africans, as business, as labor, to create a more inclusive democracy and address the fundamental shortcomings that are there. Or we'll come out more divided and we'll muddle along towards a state that will fail, essentially, and it will be a total disaster. So what is required today is for all of us to pull together. We have this unique opportunity, and I often said this, let us not waste a good crisis, because what was demonstrated in the last 2 weeks is that there are tens of thousands of people that stood up and said no to the violence, no to the looting, no to corruption, and not in our name. And for that, it gave me tremendous amount of optimism that there is a will amongst us as South Africans when our backs are to the wall, where we pull our act together and we pull ourselves up out of the mess.
Jay, can the ANC look? I mean, you're right. It has to be multi-pronged. It can't be done by government. It can't be done by business. It can't just be done by labor. It can't be done by civic society. All of those elements and more need to work together. But
exactly,
the government has to take the lead. And do you think that the ANC, as it is at the moment, or as it might be in the next short while, has the capacity to do what you and many other people think has to be done in this country?
Well, this is my letter to the president, yeah, Someone I've known and I had deep history with. And the point that I made is that when we were faced with a challenge like this, and we were faced with it many times across many barricades where a barrel of the gun was in our head, you know, and we never flinched. And why should we flinch today? Particularly because the people that are causing the destabilization of our country are a predatory elite that have already been proven in the Zondo Commission to be complicit in plundering public resources. And they do not represent the majority of people. Yes, we have a serious situation where, you know, two-thirds of young black youth in our country with very few skills are unlikely to have a job in their lifetime. And that is a legitimate issue that they are angry about. But we have to deal with that issue collectively. It must not be confused with a criminal negligence that underpins state capture, and also the fact that we should have known that this violence will break out. They were threatening it on the social media. They were race baiting. They were provoking violence. They broke, you know, the COVID protocols that had just been announced by the president, and we still had our security agencies missing in action. And so we have now a situation that has set us back a decade to have to rebuild what has been there. So, can I go back
to that question? Is the ANC in its current form capable of doing this?
Well, this is where the president has to take it to, be decisive and clean up the ANC, because we cannot allow, as citizens of this country, for the factionalism and division of the ANC to be put higher than our people, the country, and the constitution. And this is I think it's a call out by South African citizens saying, Mr. President, you are capable. The majority of the country is standing behind you. Clean out the ANC, clean out government, commit to an ethical leadership and governance, and we will not be found wanting in putting our shoulders to the wheel. That's the message.
Mustn't we, rethink politics as well? Mustn't we get away from the idea that only the ANC can do this? I mean, I don't think, quite clearly, no other party in our political firmament at the moment has the numbers to take over from the ANC. But mustn't we move away from saying the Party of Liberation must forever be the party of government? And imagine a future where certain elements of one party come together with large elements of this party, and then that new formation takes us forward in this direction.
Yes, I agree with you, John, but we're not there. Yeah. At the moment, I'm talking to the ANC because it is the ruling party. Mm. It controls government, and its obligation is to deliver us what is the constitutional rights of 60 million South Africans, and they are not doing it. And I agree with you that we can't just depend on government. And this is where business, citizens, communities, NGOs have to come together to create alternative ways of us delivering the goods. Because the corruption that is pervasive in this government, particularly at local government, does not allow people to access the services or the support they need to survive and to make build their livelihoods and to do the things that create social entrepreneurship. So I'm arguing that at the moment, the call in my letter is for the president to take responsibility as the head of state to make sure that the ship of state is performing in terms of its obligations to the citizens. And yes, part of that, he has to then correct the issues within his own party, which is the ANC.
I hope you get a letter back from him very soon, Jay. I really do. Jay Naidu, board member of the Mo Ibrahim Foundation and former minister. And that open letter to the president is available to read on the Daily Mavericks website.